Hey y'all, good morning. Welcome to Faith in Politics with me, Eileen. I just wanted to jump on and talk about idolatry today. Idolatry in politics and kind of in our everyday lives. I'll give everybody a chance to jump on and let, you know, the algorithm work, let people know that we're live. But the Lord has really been talking to us about idolatry since the beginning of time, actually. And it's crazy because so many of us, including myself, let me be clear, I was a lukewarm Christian for a gazillion of years, I was lukewarm, thinking I was doing something and thinking, you know, I was walking right and being right with God. And he had to really get me together and be like, that is not what you're supposed to be doing. And so I was lukewarm. He got me together. I had a prophetess come and find me in 2013, and then I got saved in 2015. But I was walking that lukewarm lifestyle, and I was literally born into a family of politics. And politics and giving back to your community is a good thing, but it's how you use it. And so I was really invested, and my family was really invested in the Democratic Party. And the Lord spoke to me very recently, which was this summer, and I changed my affiliation. I am now a registered independent. I really had to check my faith and my politics, speaking of the title, Faith in Politics. And this came about because I really feel like a lot of people lost their faith in politics, which is why you don't see the engagement and why you don't see the youth getting out to vote and just everyone getting out to vote, as well as we lost our faith. And so I really needed to check my faith and where I stood in politics and not have it designated to me by, you know, the family I was born into or the culture I was born into or the race or community I was brought up in. And so when I started really delving into my Christian faith and got out of religion, because a lot of people make religion, you know, their idol. And that's a whole nother conversation. We'll get into that later. But he had to check me on just voting and identifying politically with what someone else told me. And he's like, what did I tell you? What are you basing your faith on? And so with that, I, you know, really started looking into it. And I was like, wait, you know what? A lot of stuff that this party is for does not necessarily line up with my faith. And so I really had to check my heart, and the Lord's like, you're not in a party, you're in the kingdom party. And so that's when I changed to independent this summer. So I encourage each and every one of you to really look at your faith and what is guiding your life. And so we shouldn't be guiding our lives on anyone else's opinion except the Lord's. If you're a Christian, you believe in Jesus Christ, then, you know, that should be our guidepost for life, not a politician, not, you know, a singer, a songwriter, not our favorite influencer. We need to be checking our everyday decisions on what the Lord said. And so I was living lukewarm for a long time, and it became a problem. Someone saying these dudes want to feel like God, and that's why they try to hold on to power. Yes, exactly. And actually, I had a post about that, and so I encourage you all to go back and look at that. But it was about divine intelligence. And so we have a divine intelligence that is within us. Whether you believe in God or not, you know that something's up. There are all these coincidences. And let me be clear, there are no coincidences. There are all these synchronicities. There are all these happenstances. You're like, what is it? There is a divine world. Not kidding. It becomes like a new place. You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know all of this was going on around me. And so that's what is really happening now. You have a lot of people who are tapping in consciously or unconsciously, you know, on happenstance or not happenstance. The Lord's like, time to wake up. And he's putting it in your face so that you have to see what's going on in the world. And so as he's putting it in front of your face, we're recognizing that we've been following idols. And so going back to like the basics, y'all know the Ten Commandments, right? And so I'm going to read it really quickly. If you don't know where the Ten Commandments are, you can find them in Exodus 20. So I'm going to read this one really quickly, which refers to what we're talking about today. And I'm reading this because you'll understand what's going on in all of these generations. Because the Lord tells us, we just don't read it. And so sometimes you need to be reminded of what's going on. And you're like, oh my gosh. And then like the little light flickers, you know, by the word of our testimony. So many times just sharing information with somebody helps them out. So I'm sharing information to help you out. So Exodus 20, 3 through 6 is really short. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. And so I really wanted to read that today because some people are like, well, what's going on in the world? Well, he said the iniquities of your fathers are going to be, the judgment is going on the children to the third and fourth generations. So that's what you see playing out. Everybody's like, well, I don't understand. The third and fourth generations. This is a real thing. People can believe the Bible or not, but I'm here to tell you, I've had one of those encounters with God where you cannot say that he doesn't exist. I've had too many encounters where I'm like, Jesus is real. And I, as I started this off, I was a lukewarm Christian. I was brought up in Catholicism. And honestly, Catholicism brought a lot of idolatry into our lives. You know, we're taught to pray to all these statues. But if you read in Exodus 20, it literally says we're not supposed to be bowing down to these things. And so once I got out of religion, and I'm not just pointing a finger at Catholicism, I'm pointing a finger at all of these religions, because Jesus didn't come here for a religion. He came here for a direct relationship with each and every one of us. And so these religions, as I was talking about divine intelligence earlier, these religions confine our divine intelligence, because we think we have to go to a priest or a pastor or a bishop or, you know, an apostle or, you know, a shaman, or you go to your ancestors for all of this information. Well, guess what? You don't have to go to any of those things. You don't have to go to a sorcerer, a witch, a tarot card reader. You don't have to go get your palm read. You don't have to read your horoscopes every day. The divine intelligence that is inside of you is the Holy Spirit. Not kidding. I tried all of the other things. Y'all, I did it for you. I tried it all. And when I tell you it's the Holy Spirit, I'm not kidding. When I got from under religion, and when I started my relationship with Jesus Christ, my spiritual gifts started going next level. We all have spiritual gifts. You're trying to figure out what your purpose is. Well, guess what? When you tap into the divine intelligence, which is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, God, the Trinity, there's three parts. We're supposed to be working with all three. And that's the confusion. You know, in certain religions, they cut out certain parts of the Trinity. So therefore, they keep you confined. So you can't open your mind to what's going on around you. You know, even, you know, there's so many people high up in levels who know this information. Y'all know when the book came out, The Secret. Yeah, there is a secret. It's Jesus Christ. That's the secret. And so, you know, they get all of these things to, you know, confuse you and confine you and to just twist it a little bit so you don't get it right. But he left us the playbook. Jesus left us the Bible. This is the playbook. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. That's the truth. You know, people say, I'm living my truth. I'm doing this. I follow my heart. I do. That's not what the Lord told us to do. He said, when you follow these steps, life works out. When you follow these steps, it doesn't. There's in God's will and there's out. And so we have to make a decision. And so many times, you know, we have been caught up in confusion. Well, he's laying down the law. The line in the sand has been drawn. And he said, if you're a Christian, if you believe in me, walk like it. And that's what he's calling us to do. So he is opening our eyes, because people are like, well, you haven't seen all this stuff. Well, he's been slow to anger to give you a chance to repent. And people act like repent is such a bad word. Repent is not a bad word. Repent is I'm sinning. You know, I've done this thing. I know it's not good for me. It's saying, Lord, I am sorry, and turning around and not doing it again. That's it. It is not beating yourself up. He already died on the cross for you. That is the whole point. He loves you enough. He died on the cross to forgive your sins. He's asking you to turn back to him. It's really that basic. People try to make it all confusing, and that is nothing but the devil. The devil is a liar. And so that's what's going on in the world. And he's trying to wake us up and show us what's going on. And he's showing us how we have idolized things in our lives that have really gotten us into trouble. And one of those things is our politicians. We have started to idolize these politicians. We have started to idolize these political parties. And he said, I'm not red or blue. I'm in the kingdom party. All y'all tripping. Stop playing around. And so when we're looking at who we're going to vote for, and in Louisiana, we're about to have an election on this Saturday. So I encourage you, get out the mindset of being red or blue. Get it out your mind. If you are a Christian and you're walking this walk, walk the walk with the Lord. You know, look at who they are. Look at what they do. Look at their fruit. You know, just to speak on New Orleans politics, because a lot of you know what I was involved in for, you know, the end of last year through the beginning of this year. And we really need to look at New Orleans through our spiritual eyes. There is so much witchcraft. There is so much oppression. There is so much manipulation going on. And so I don't have an issue with any person. I do have an issue with the decisions that are made that are affecting our people. Because in Proverbs 31:9, the Lord says, open your mouth, speak up for the poor and needy. And we have so many people in our community who don't have a voice and don't think that they have a voice because they've been oppressed. Well, we do have a voice, and we need to speak up and we need to use it. And when we are unified and we know whose we are, because I don't have to be afraid of anything. As long as I've checked in with the Lord and this is his will, then we about that life. I'm going to tell the truth, shame the devil. And that's what we need to be doing all day long in our spheres of influence. And like I said earlier in this video, you know, I was brought up in a very Democratic family. I was born into it. Couldn't get away from politics if I wanted to. My dad was very involved in politics since birth. He was the first elected assessor in the state of Louisiana, black assessor elected in the state of Louisiana. He was very influential in the DNC. My sister was very influential in the DNC. She was also, you know, in state politics, as well as she just did all kinds of stuff. And I also have cousins and stuff and family members who have been in politics. I've been knocking on doors, you know, all my life. There was always like, there's a campaign, you got to knock on doors. And so for me, voting is so important. And I can explain why, because my father won an election by less than 28 votes, one of his elections. Did I stutter? He won one of his elections by less than 30 votes. I believe it was like 28 votes, 28 or 29, but it was less than 30 votes. And so with that, I know the importance of voting and getting out your voice. And if we want something different, we have to do something different. And we need to stop idolizing all of these politicians. We need to look at what they're doing. Are they setting a good example for the community? Are they... what, check their fruit. What are they doing? You know, you're talking about with the D1 and the Rick Ross and all that, you know, do they just show up to give away turkeys? You know, are they just showing up for photo ops and putting great social media messages up there? But what are they doing? What are they emulating? Who are they in their everyday lives? And when you go to bat behind, you know, some of these people as if you know them, I'm like, you don't really know them. And having worked in communications in the city of New Orleans for so long, I was in radio for 4 years, and I handled social media for the city of New Orleans for 3 years. There are certain things that I can peep out like on site, and it's just like, immediately know. Like, I'm watching them lie to us on a regular. And it's so frustrating to see this and know this and understand this and have your people be taken advantage of. And so that's where my frustration comes in with politics. It's, you know, seeing, you know, people being taken advantage of and, you know, just the wool being over people's eyes. And so I wanted to come on and just drop some information regarding idolatry, because it's holding us back. We have been manipulated, we have been controlled, and some of them do really kind of put this mesmerizing spell on us where, you know, you go 10 toes down for somebody. And I'm like, do you really know them? Do they go 10 toes down for you? Check their record. What are they doing in the community? How are they walking their everyday lives to emulate what is good for, you know, our children, our youth? Are they standing up for us? Do they show up? That's a great question. And so with that being said, I ask you to check your politics, because I know and I feel that we've really lost our faith in it, as well as have these conversations with your family. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. A lot of people are going to be getting together. You know, start having some of these hard conversations about who we're idolizing and why you idolize them. Yes, you can follow them, but they're no different than you or I. You know, God has given us all this divine intelligence, and we need to tap in and we need to use it, because we don't really understand who we are. And when we do, y'all, the world is going to change. And so many people say that, but I'm telling you, because I have tapped in and I have seen it work at this point. It is absolutely nuts what you can do when you work with the Lord. And when it's His will be done, you really can't stop it. You literally can't stop it. The whom shall I fear? You will walk totally different when you understand who you are. And so that's why I can be so bold and open, because I know who my Father is. I'm clear on that. And it's not about, you know, people like saying don't judge. And that's, you know, it really cracks me up, because I'm like, you don't read your Bible. All those people who say don't judge, I'm like, you don't read your Bible. Lord said, take it out of your eye before you can take it out of your brother's eye. So what is that? We're supposed to judge righteously. We're not supposed to judge those outside. But those who are inside of our faith, and those who are who say that they love God, because people say it and don't do it. And when you see somebody who's going to, you know, about to get hit by a car or walking off a cliff, or if you see someone who is even leaders, they say you're supposed to you are supposed to say something so that other people aren't following them, because our leaders are walking, are over a flock of sheep, right? And so you're supposed to say something so the flock doesn't fall off the cliff with them. They don't follow them off the cliff. That's why we're supposed to be speaking up. And if you aren't doing that, then you're not, you know, being a good neighbor. We're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. You're not being a good neighbor, because if you were falling off a cliff and you didn't know any better, you would want somebody to tell you. So that's really what this is all about. We need to open our minds to live differently, because we've gotten the okie doke for a long time. And, you know, myself included, do I know everything? No, I'm learning something new every day, but it's absolutely nuts. Let me just give you examples of how they hide, you know, these idolatry and these things and like symbols and things like that. Starbucks. If I don't know everybody who loves Starbucks, who is, you know, just, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm so addicted to Starbucks. What's up with Starbucks? Well, have you ever paid attention to the Starbucks logo? The Starbucks logo is a mermaid, which is a spirit of the Marine Kingdom, which is, you know, there's so many ways you can go about that. You can really delve into it if you want to, but I'm just going to give you some surface layer so you can go dig into it for yourself. So the mermaid is in the Marine Kingdom, and I'm sure y'all are aware of sirens. When y'all were in high school, something, you read one of those mythology. Well, the sirens call you in and then they kill you, right? It's an addictive spirit. They call you in. Well, what does Starbucks do? They reel you in and it causes an addiction. And it's so funny. You know, everything you can say, oh, well, that's not true for everybody. No, it's not true for everybody. But those who can be affected will be. And so everybody has a different thing. And we're all, you know, everybody has sinned. And people say, you think you're perfect. Well, if you think you're perfect, that's the first sin that you probably need to check yourself, because none of us are perfect. And when we walk in sin, that's how the enemy uses us. And so we can all be used. None of us are perfect. We can all be used. And so, you know, there's only two teams. There's, you know, good and evil, the Lord and the devil. There's only two teams. And we need to stop walking this line in the middle. We need to get our minds right, and we really need to pay attention to these idols that we're dealing with. You know, your idol can be your job. You know, I know a lot of people have made idols of their children. You know, their children can do no wrong. People have made idols of a spouse. You know, they get in these very, very hard situations, but you know, their spouse can do no wrong. People make idols of, you know, musicians or celebrities. People make idols of all kinds of things. Whatever is taking your time away from being your true self and being who you need to be in the Lord, that is an idol. You know, people make food an idol. They have people who make exercise an idol. You know, they don't do anything without doing that. Well, did you pray for 5 minutes today? Did you give the Lord 1 minute? You know, what did you offer today? And so there's so many ways that we can make idols in our life. And so that's really what the Lord is checking us on right now. He's checking us on our idolatry. And so many people just think it's, you know, bending your knee to a statue. Yes, that's included. And if you think about some religions, that's innate in that religion, which means we need to like check that out. And like I said before, I was a Catholic, and the Lord really had to check me. We are in a very Catholic city. This is not to, you know, point a finger at any Catholics, but I will say you've been deceived. I was deceived too. And so if you really look at Catholicism, it's a sect of Christianity that really does idol worship. It is what it is. And so I had to look with renewed eyes, because the Lord renewed my mind. That's what he does. And when you have a renewed mind, you can see things through a different lens. And you're like, oh my gosh. And so with that being said, you know, that's something, that's an idolatry I had to check in my life. And so I encourage each and every one of you to check the idols in your life and really see how you need to reprioritize and, you know, give some time to the Lord. You know, he deserves it. He died for us, right? You know, and he loves us. We are his children. And so before I pop off, I just want to really reiterate Exodus 20, which is where you can find the Ten Commandments. The Lord is bringing us back to the basics. He said, hey, y'all, get back to these basics, because clearly you forgot them. So we have been walking in idolatry in so many different ways. So in Exodus 20, 3 through 6, he says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers. And this is the part that I really like to stress, because people are like, what's going on in the world? Visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. So everybody's like, what's going on? We've had too much idolatry, and it is falling on our children, our children's children, our children's children's children. And so that's what's going on. And if we want to break it, we need to do something about it. And I really believe right now is like the generation of the generational curse breakers. Everybody's feeling like that. You know, there's like the black sheep of the family, or they're that one person who's just doing something a little different. Well, guess what? It's time for us to rise up. It's time for us to remember who we are. It's time for us to walk in our authority. If you remember, if you read your Bible, the Lord left us dominion. Yes. And people are like, huh, what are you talking about? He left us dominion. And another trick of the devil is, you know, pretending like he doesn't exist. He likes to work in darkness. That's why the Lord is like, be the light, let your light shine, because the enemy likes darkness. He doesn't want to be exposed. And so right now you see a lot of exposure happening. The light is being turned on. And not just inside of each one of us, but in industries, you're seeing all this financial stuff happening. In the education system, you're seeing all this stuff happening. In politics, especially in New Orleans, people are like, what is going on? Guess what? The Lord is shining a light. And when exposure happens, it happens. And, you know, pride comes before the fall. What do you see happening in New Orleans? unfortunately, you know, our administration is very prideful. They will not say that they've done anything wrong. They will not say that repent. You know, that's what the Lord is calling us all to do. He's calling me to repent. He's calling for the administration to repent. He's calling for all of us to repent. And if we don't, we're going to get our issue. So that's what you see. We're getting our issue. And even as a city, we're getting our issue. Look at the Catholic Church in the city of New Orleans. They're getting their issue. And, you know, they haven't been repentful. They did all of those horrible things to, you know, children over the years and, you know, wanted to be quiet and keep it hush hush. Well, guess what? They're getting their issue. There's judgment. When you do wrong, it's going to come back and bite you in the butt. I mean, that's just what happens if you don't get your mind right and get it together. We cannot, you know, we can act like it doesn't exist, but it's very real. The Lord says it falls on the third and fourth generations, and that's exactly what's happening. And so he's calling us back to him. He's calling us to get rid of all of our idols. And sometimes your idols could be your clothing, your fashion. You know, you got to be like this. You got to do like this. I know someone who, you know, before anything, they would make sure they had head, hair, toes, nails done, like everything. They just, and like, they've made themselves an idol. True story. They made their selves an idol. And I was, you know, having a conversation with her about something else. And it just wasn't landing. And the Lord corrected her with, you know, her having like a nail fungus. True story. And so she was like, oh, and I'm like, I tried to tell you. And so when the Lord sends his prophets, it's usually as a warning. It's like, hey, get your mind right. It's about to go down. And so if you've been following me for the past 2 years, I've been kind of vocal about that. And I kind of been very vocal about that. And it's only by the instruction of the Lord. I don't say anything he doesn't tell me to say, because you don't want to be on that side of it. So with that being said, the Lord is really calling us back to get our mind right with regard to idolatry. Anything that is taking your attention away from him, or anything that your knee is bowing down to. And here's another one. And a lot of people aren't going to like this, but it is what it is. Fraternities and sororities. A lot of people have bent their knee down to another idol, and the Lord does not like that. Everybody has different levels of consecration that they need to adhere to. So I would say, take it to the Lord and check it with him. I'm not here to point out anything about anybody's specific journey. I say, take it to the Lord and see what he says about it. That's what's really important. It's a thing. But with regard to faith and politics, the Lord had me, last thing before I let y'all go, the Lord had me reading the book of Jeremiah recently, a couple days ago, the end of last week. And y'all, the book of Jeremiah is a book of judgment. And why it was so impactful for me, number one, just because of the book. But when about 2 years ago, the Lord had me read the book of Jeremiah. And so he had me read it again. And at one point he tells Jeremiah to stop praying for the city because they're about to get their issue. So he had me read that a couple years ago. We've had the recall happen. You've seen the stuff happen in politics. You see the stuff happening in our, the religious community here. You see what's happening in the Catholic Church. You see the stuff what's happening in our music industry, in our cultural situations right now in the city of New Orleans. You see what's happening with D1. And so I'm trying to connect some dots for you with regard to judgment. And so for him having me read Jeremiah again right now, I was like, oh gosh, Lord, what is happening? And so I bring up Jeremiah 11 and 12, which says, then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry to the gods to whom they make offerings, but they cannot save them in the time of their trouble. So with that being said, we really need to get our mind right, because New Orleans is full of witchcraft. People like, oh, no, wait, no, we're all the... People know us as the voodoo capital of the world. The Pelicans just made a jersey with voodoo on it. Like, are you serious? Like, at what point are we going to start opening our eyes and really start looking at what's happening around us and spiritually what's going down? We can act like we're not living in a spiritual world, but we are. Everything is spiritual, down to money. Your money is spiritual. And so we really need to check ourselves and open our eyes to what's happening in the world. And we really need to not just walk this walk on Sundays for an hour. We need to walk this walk every day of our lives, because Satan and the devil, they don't take a day off. They are here to kill, steal, and destroy. They don't care about you. You know that it comes in all forms, and they will use your family, your friends. They will use anyone, your children, to get to you, especially when you're on this walk. So I really do want to also encourage people who have been woken up by the Lord, especially in these past couple years. If you need somebody to talk to, I'm here. Reach out, DM me, because my walk was, you know, I was alone for a lot of it. I've been through that wilderness. I understand. And, you know, having that kingdom support is really very helpful. But I will say the Lord is waking us up. I encourage you to speak up in your spheres of influence. You are not alone. You have a kingdom family who's here, and we are rising up and we are speaking up. And the Lord is placing us in all kind of places that you don't even think that we're going to be. And so I encourage you, when you see stuff going on, not to just to jump on and like jump and have an opinion. Check your heart, check it with the Lord, because just like how D1 came out, people are like, well, they didn't like the way he did it. Well, guess what? The Lord didn't ask your opinion. When he does something, he's not like, oh, let me go check with Martha. Oh, let me go check with whomever, with Peter. No, the Lord's like, this is what I'm gonna do. He didn't ask the apostles how they wanted Jesus to die. They didn't say that, you know, or when. He said, this is what I'm doing. And so we as Christians, if we believe in Jesus Christ, need to get together and just support one another. You know, he's calling us all in this walk, and we all know it's not that easy just to go out there and do what the Lord called you to do. And so support one another, pray for another. Touch not thine anointed is a very real thing. And I just want to, you know, y'all just love people. But with that being said, remember, Jesus came back with a sword. Did I stutter? In your Bible, check it out. Everybody thinks Jesus came back to kumbaya. He not coming back to kumbaya. The Lord said he came back with a sword. So that's how he's coming, with the sword, to draw a line in the sand and separate the wheat from the tare and to knock a demon out. So we are called to cast out demons. We are called to encourage each other, and we are called to love our neighbors. But we are not called to play with them demons. And let me be clear, I'm not here for that. And so I will peep you out, and I will do what the Lord calls me to do each and every day. I will stand 10 toes down on the Lord and the word. Believe that. So with that being said, thanks so much for tuning in to Faith and Politics with Eileen. As I said at the beginning, I started this because, number one, the Lord encouraged me. But, you know, I really believe people have lost their faith in politics as well as their faith. You know, we need to get back to those fundamental morals and principles that, you know, we all can agree on. And, you know, those taking care of one another, taking care of our neighbors. And when we do that, we'll really see that in the fruit of our city, our neighborhoods, our country, and our world. And we start choosing our leaders based upon those things and their fruit, we'll see a difference as well. Because when those leaders are over us, what do you think is manipulating us? The spirits that are working with the leaders are manipulating us. So we need to be very open with our spiritual eyes and see what's going on and make our decisions based on that. And if you don't know, check with the word. Y'all, you can't go wrong with the Bible. Get back in your Bibles. And it's crazy, because once you start reading it, you will just start reading your life. You're like, oh my gosh, that's me. That's how the Lord works. And so I love each and every one of you. You can follow me on at Faith and Politics on YouTube. I've been doing a couple of them live here, but I will be switching over there totally, and I'll just be doing some of my clips here. So I'm really excited about the journey, and I've been growing on YouTube, and so I'm really excited about that too. I wasn't even kind of paying attention to it, and I'm like, oh, okay, God, I see you. So I also do these little Bible refreshers, and so if you have anything that you're interested in, just DM me, and I will make sure I put those in rotation to make sure that we get to some of the information that you're interested in. But the Lord is calling us to check our idols and to get our minds right. So when we do that, we'll all live in a better world.